Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 10th. A meeting about planned work on High Street is set for this evening in Southampton. It's what the town calls a public information center and is meant to be an opportunity for residents and local businesses to review project plans. It will deal with construction, parking, traffic, and the project schedule for Phase 1 of the work, which is from Victoria Street to Grosvenor Street. The Public Information Center is set to take place this evening from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Southampton Town Hall. The Green Party candidate for Bruce Gray Owen Sound has several priorities this federal election. Natasha Akiwenzi of Neashinningming.
People would like to be heard. You know, they have a lot of information they would like to share. And I think, you know, I think I can bring that skill of listening to people and raising up their voice.
Akiwenzi's priorities this election include affordable housing, the environment, and truth and reconciliation efforts. She's running against Alex Ruff, the incumbent Conservative MP, Chris Newdorf for the NDP, Liberal Anne-Marie Watson, Pavel Smolkol for the People's Party, and Anne Gillies for the United Party. Tariffs and interest rates are a couple of major challenges that have been facing those in the home building industry in our region. Derek Seaman, the board chair of the Grey Bruce Home Builders Trades Association, was a guest on a recent edition of Home Base with Brandon Vandershot and Fred Wallace. He was asked if municipal regulations or legislation also present a hurdle for home builders in Grey Bruce.
That has been a very difficult one for us personally and a couple of our members. The things are not easy to get permits for anymore, and there's a lot of red tape to get through to build a house, especially anywhere where you're near a lake or any type of environmental hazard property. It's very, very difficult.
The Roxy Young Company is bringing the classic tale of Alice in Wonderland to the stage. Company coordinator and producer of Disney's Alice in Wonderland Jr., Lacey Mooney.
I like to think this is truly a journey through the rabbit hole, through Wonderland. You get to meet a lot of zany characters like the Red Queen and the Caterpillar and the Mad Hatter.
The production will turn the classic animated film into an hour-long stage play and features almost 30 youth between the ages of 7 and 17. They'll hit the stage on April 26th and May 2nd and 3rd. It's day 19 of the federal election campaign. Both Mark Carney and Pierre Poilievre are looking for votes in the Toronto area. Carney was focused on crime and legislation that would automatically revoke gun licenses from those convicted of violence, particularly cases of intimate partner violence. Poilievre talked about his housing plan and promised to incentivize municipalities to cut building taxes and to cut taxes for homebuyers. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said Mark Carney couldn't balance the federal budget without making huge cuts. He also talked about strengthening health care. In sports, 10 games in the NHL tonight as the regular season continues to wind down. The Montreal Canadiens are inching closer to officially clinching a playoff berth and will have eyes on the Detroit-Florida matchup tonight. The Red Wings are 8 points back of the Habs for the second wild card in the East, and they have 5 games to go. The Toronto Maple Leafs are off until Saturday when they take on the Canadiens. More hockey. Round 2 of the OHL playoffs gets underway tonight. All 4 series. Tomorrow, it's the first 3 rounds of the OHL priority selection. The Owen Sound Attack hold the 5th overall pick. That's a look at news and sports. You can find more and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy tonight, a 40% chance of flurries, 20-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, a low of minus 1. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, a light breeze and a high around 7. Sunny and 11 on Saturday, a high of 14 on Sunday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.